You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
High noon, Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We'll go on the clock in just a little bit. Give you 60 seconds on last minute Christmas shopping tips. If you haven't gotten your holiday shopping done,
you got 1 week.
We are 1 week out from the big day.
You're running out of time.
If you're like me and you go, this is the year I meant to order everything ahead of time online and I've done none of that, you're going to be wandering around a mall later today.
Good luck.
Get ready for it. I got tips for you.
Grab an Orange Julius and a hard hat.
As does Keefe. We'll be doing that coming up in just a moment. We have more Best of Jones and Keefe coming up. End of the year. Callers.
Yeah, we got some good callers.
Hour, I should say. Loaded field.
Yeah.
We're also going to do a Best of Grab Bag today at 1:30. Good suggestions on, guests and dream guests. First of all, people are pointing out a few of the guests we missed. We missed Dave Fleming, brother of Will.
Oh, that's right. And that was right after the Devers trade.
Yes. And our guy Tim Welsh.
Oh,
shout out Tim Welsh. That's
I like
on
Tim
us.
Welsh.
We should remember that. He was.
We had Tim on a couple times. We had him live at the road show when we followed up Greg's show down in Newport.
Gave us t-shirts.
And then we had him on during the Celtics playoff run too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like Tim.
Same. Somebody pointed out Sal Capaccio. We literally had him on last week. We forgot about that.
Sal Capaccio, yeah.
He was just it was not. It's a week from tomorrow.
Is Jeff Cirillo a guest, or did we just play back his cameo?
I saw somebody said
he counts.
He would be a dream guest.
Get Cirillo on. Like, you don't know what you've meant to our show.
He might hang up 4 minutes before he's supposed to, though.
So we have an idea for this week's guest picker on our Bozo Parlay.
We got to execute that.
If that person hits, they'll stay on. And if they don't, I think Cirillo might be the leader in the clubhouse
for the next following week. Are we sure our guest picker for this week is solidified?
No.
I have done nothing on that. I forgot about that.
No, but I think it'll work.
Okay.
I don't see why it won't. No. I'll pivot. Trust me. I'll don't worry about it. We'll have this one set.
Okay. Sounds good.
Dice said we should just get Twitch Mitch to have him leave the loser pool and have him join the big one. All right. Because he never actually lost.
No. This really is like relegation. Like he could get promoted.
He could. Because he was right last week. He got Travis Etienne.
Honestly, great idea. How many weeks in a row does somebody in the loser Bozo Parlay have to hit to be promoted to ours?
Seven!
Honestly, one?
Yeah, it can't be that many.
No.
Two?
We're not exactly
You can't just fall ass backwards into getting one right.
No,
how about two in a row?
All right, two in a row.
And Mitch, you're up for promotion.
They're
relegated.
All right.
Yeah, I like
so
that.
So wait for Cirillo to the playoffs?
It depends on what happens.
All right.
Our pal Johnny in Brooklyn wants to weigh in on the regifting debate.
No problem. What do you got?
Hey, guys. Yeah, not only am I in on regifting, I will look around my house for a unopened or new-looking item and put that in a bag for somebody if it comes down to it. I do want to ask, if you guys do Red Sox today, talking about players that they should get but won't, I would think Bo Bichette would be high up on that list anyway. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. I'll call you tomorrow. Thanks, guys.
All right. I think he looks for new-looking items around the house. Like, could that be a gift? Could that be a gift?
Okay, you can't re-gift something if it's not in, like, the packaging,
something
right?
that you've used? I would hope not. Even I draw the
go
line
go buy
there.
Price tags and slap that on there.
Yeah, yeah. I've not.
That's not a gift. That's a donation is what you're doing.
Have I never done that? I don't want to say I've never done that. I don't think I've done that.
I mean, if you have, like...
It better be, like, sitting there in the packaging or, like, an unopened bottle of wine. Not right. like, well, this one looks mostly full.
Yeah, that was... I mean, somebody popped the cork, but they didn't drink yeah. much.
No, 90% of it's in there. Like, somebody had a sip and swished it around and didn't like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody tried it. You got to let it breathe. It's a red. You got to let that one breathe a little bit.
Daring.
I'm doing you a favor.
It's airing yeah. is what it's doing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, that's too far. That's too much.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys actually win a Bozo touchdown parlay? Well, not this year.
Last year we won, and it was...
We saw time.
It was a big payday. Yeah. It was one ham, and it was... What was it? Lego Death Star and an Andy Hart Christmas tree. So we're still living off of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're still living off those winnings.
Still profitable, but we are 0 for the season if that is what the question
if
is.
You're, I mean, if
that's your question.
Like, if you were looking for, like, a best Bozo touchdown parlay of the year, there have we... Did we get one step? Oh, yeah. Did Terp lose a force of Terp out?
With Saquon. Relegated.
We kicked yeah. Terp out. We had it locked
that
up.
That was the Bozo touchdown parlay of the year.
That was it.
Yeah, we got 4 out of 5.
That was, like, week 11.
It was pretty recent.
No, week 10, I think.
Yeah, poor Turk.
Because then we allowed him one more shot. He took Josh Jacobs minus whatever, and he hasn't been the same since. Although, no, he had a good game.
No, he
last
had a great
week.
Game in the playoffs for you there.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, dream guest being submitted. Scott Farrell, that's a good one. I've never actually talked to Scott
Farrell. Get benched!
It would just be
Mafia!
Keith and I doing our Farrell yeah, impressions.
I haven't heard
too,
it
Farrell.
In such a long time. We both had pretty convincing Farrell impressions back in the day.
My favorite was when we got the call from Scott and Weymouth. Shout out Scott and Weymouth.
Yep.
About the tall grays and Dolce, New Mexico, and the yeah. guy burned the heck out of his hand. How come I can't? Phil Schneider. And
it's
somebody,
a deep dive into aliens.
Somebody called in Scott Farrell later that night, and they're like, yeah, he's Phil Schneider's kid, and he's avenging yeah. his death.
He's like, what is this? What are these calls? What's gotten into Boston?
We were Inception. Scott and Weymouth.
Great.
No, Scott and Weymouth?
Might have been. Ryan and Weymouth.
Thank you. Ryan and Weymouth is a different caller. Sorry. Yeah. Ryan and Weymouth. My
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, yeah. He would call in and he had these very
Scott
detailed.
Weymouth's band.
Yeah, yeah. Ryan and Weymouth. I'm sorry. I'm getting.
You're giving him a lot of
I'm
pump.
Getting all the Weymouth confused.
No. He would call in and we would talk aliens late in the show.
Yeah.
Most nights. And then that would bleed over because we went up until midnight and then Scott Farrell's show started then at. Or no, maybe he was already on, but whatever.
Yeah.
We then went to him.
No, we were inceptioning that show.
Correct.
Though. Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah.
so he yeah. callers from our show would call him in and ask about aliens. And he was like, what is this even about?
That's a good one. That's yep. a really good one.
That'd be great to talk to him.
Brad Marchand would
Marchand
be great.
Marchand would be good. I'm sure he'd be thrilled to come
Cirillo
on.
Cirillo would be great. Mac Hollins, we've been trying on that one.
Mac Hollins would be good. Billy Zapka.
That one's been shot down over and over again. Now, who's that? I skipped over that one because I didn't know who that was.
He's the bad guy turned good guy from Karate Kid.
Oh.
Billy Zapka.
The actor's name or that's the
character?
Yeah,
that's
name.
The actor. He's okay. William now.
Are
he's
they
older.
Also watching Karate Kid in here?
Are you watching Karate Kid?
Yeah, it's on IFC.
Oh, sick.
The original?
IFC?
Yeah,
they
the original
show
one.
They show
be careful
I
back
not,
there.
I may not have seen that version of Karate
Yikes.
Kid. Wow. Okay.
All right.
One more here and then we'll go on the okay. clock. Paul is in Quincy also on regifting. Hello, Paul.
Paul.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. How are you?
Great.
Listen, did I ever tell you guys about the time I got caught regifting a loon?
Wait, a loon? Like the bird?
A living one?
Yeah. Oh, man, it was so embarrassing. You know, I bring the loon over to these people, and they're looking at me, and they're looking at the loon, and they're like, wait a second, didn't Carol and Steve give you a loon? I'm like, oh, man.
Busted.
So, you know, I bring the loon home, and now Carol and Steve are upset with me. I'm looking at the loon, and I'm like, you know, what do I do with this loon? You know, do I really want to carry it through a crowded mall with the receipt and, you know, bring it back yeah, yeah. or get a stork?
Okay. No, know? I get it.
You got to play it off. You got to play it off like it's a different loon, I think.
Please use your time as efficiently as we can.
Is this what happened to our kid last night? Because JP said he started talking about loons for like an hour. Was this the same thing? Was that the genesis?
I don't know.
I like that story.
Yeah. Carol,
the guy is drunk.
Carol and Steve? Who was it?
Yeah, Carol and Steve gave him a loon. He tried to re-gift the loon, but they were there. So then he had to bring it back to the mall because there's loons at the mall.
Well, speaking of the
mall. I thought you were talking about like Loon Mountain.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about like skiing in Loon Mountain.
No. I might have thought that too. I just know.
No, but
I know Arcan's affinity for loon.
The actual bird.
I was unfamiliar with Paul and Quincy's affinity.
Do you know what the St. Paul's school mascot is?
Prestigious loon.
Prep school I went to?
Canadian Goose.
Pelican.
Oh.
Yeah, Pelican.
Doesn't seem to fit.
Same family, no?
Yeah.
Pelican,
St. Paul's. St. Paul. It's good alliteration.
It is. It pops.
St. Paul's
Pelicans.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
So he was going back to the mall to return his gift, which is where I'm going to be going for my last-minute Christmas shopping, Keith, because you know me.
Yes, yes.
I don't have my shopping done.
No, you don't.
I imagine a lot of you out there don't have your shopping done either. You want to do your tips first?
Yeah.
All right, let's put Rich Keefe on the clock. 60 seconds, last-minute Christmas shopping tips.
All right, you have to have a plan. You can't go in without a plan. It's a fool's errand. If you show up to the mall later like Jones is going to do and start going up and down stores looking for deals, that's a nightmare. You're going to waste way too much time. The key to all of this is getting stuff that people want and stuff that people are going to use. Booze and gift cards. If for whatever reason people aren't into booze, they're not drinking booze, simple, it's gift cards. If they are, for whatever reason, into booze, it's booze. These are things they're going to like. So you really only need two stops. Go to a liquor store and go to any kind of convenience store that has that tree of gift cards. There's something for everybody there. They like streaming services. They like restaurants. They like clothes. They like just any kind of shopping, online shopping. That's there for them. Boom. Also, do yourself a favor. Just get a few bags. This way you don't have to wrap anything. Cards for the gift cards, just a little card, and then little sleeve bags for the bottles of wine and or booze. So there's no wrapping, literally two spots, and then smiles for everybody when you start giving them your gifts away. That's all you have to do.
Ooh, right on the right on the post.
1 minute
there.
On the nose.
Pretty good.
Booze and gift cards.
This is a good recommendation.
Thank you.
Bags specifically.
Oh, bags. Yeah, you don't have to wrap a thing.
Yeah. No, that's a good one. Okay. Nick, why don't we put me on the clock? I'm going to need to put these tips to good use. Mm-hmm. All right, last minute Christmas shopping tips in just 60 seconds. Look, you probably haven't started shopping yet, just like me. You're busy, brag. You're providing for your family, brag. So you haven't had a chance to get out there and get all your shopping done yet. Maybe you just enjoy the thrill of a last minute shop, which is what I think it is, the thrill seeking. Probably too late to shop online. Not a guarantee it's going to be here by Christmas. You've been lazy. So it's time to go out there. I'm with Keith. Get a plan. Go in with a plan. Don't wander around the mall like I'm going to do later on today. Eat like five Annie's pretzels. No. Go in. Know what store you're going to and know what you're going to get, or else everybody's going to end up with beer, wine, and gift cards.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bring your kids' list. Don't be greedy. Don't take everything for Santa, but bring your kids' list. Don't forget it. Don't try to think about it. Oh, was it this? Was it that? No. Bring the actual list. Try and remember all the hints that your wife has been dropping. I don't know when everyone's wife starts. Mine starts around like 4th of July. So do your best to try to remember that. And when in doubt, scratch tickets. People love them. Give them scratchies.
Great call. Great call, scratchies.
That's one that you're going to want to give out.
Norm MacDonald has that great bit about giving somebody a scratch off or like a lottery ticket, and then they actually win. And then you're like, the next year, like, what did, I remember you got me the socks. What did I get you? Oh, that's right. $1 million.
Yeah. No,
but that's always a winner, though, because people are like, this could be anything.
and the thrill of playing the scratch-off.
Have you ever given anybody a scratch ticket or a lottery ticket that, like, hit big?
Not big. Me I think either. Maybe somebody said they won, like, $100, which was awesome.
Do you expect any of that back? Like, if somebody hit on, like, a million?
Percentage? No, a million?
Like, on a million? Fee. Yeah, like, do you expect any of that back?
What's it on? Like, a $20 scratchy or $10 scratchy?
Sure, whatever.
Get that money back.
Yeah.
You hit the million.
Yeah, give up. But after taxes.
Get your buy-in back.
500. Yeah, like, no, fantasy football logic. I want my buy-in back. At I least. Think
1.429 $626.
Yeah, I think I would. As cheap as I am, I would give that person a good amount of it. Not all of it. It's my gift.
What's a good amount?
Well, government's already keeping most of it.
So if I got $1 million, and let's just say hypothetically you got $1 million, like that's how what the take home was.
And Nick's like taking notes. Nick is like, I know. Well, what no, I'm
what's a good amount to Keith? What's a good amount to Keith?
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. I mean,
5%.
I was gonna say like
I'm not doing a percent. I'll give you like $100.
If I want a Tony Hawk 900 skateboard, how much would I give back?
Yeah.
A Cirillo.
I don't know.
$9, like $10,000. Would you give like
no way? I'm telling
see,
you, I'd give like $100.
Oh, you're like $100. So like, if you want $1 million, you somebody gave you a
you bought me
up,
a lottery ticket. You bought me a Powerball. How much is a Powerball ticket? I don't even know these.
I don't
days.
Know.
I know it's over.
Well, Powerball's more than a million. You win $1 billion. You give a guy $100 for $1 billion.
Well, what did they spend on the gift?
I know, but
$2.
But you wouldn't have gotten that. You wouldn't have bought that number. You wouldn't have picked those numbers.
It's been times 50.
No.
Is it a $2 ticket? I don't even know. What is it these days? Is it a $10 ticket? So 10 times your investment.
I don't know.
Is what you got back. That's pretty
good. I guess you would talk. I was
$5.
How much would
you
$5?
For a Powerball draw, it's $5.
Thank you. So you spent $5 on me and I gave you $100? I don't have to give you anything.
$20 will get you 10 draws. Yeah, $2.
But if you gave me a Powerball ticket and you spent $5 on it and I won $1 billion,
I'll give you $100.
I'm going to give you a lot more than that.
I'll get. It is a lot. They spent $5.
You have $1 billion. You give $1 million, you don't even miss it.
First of all, you don't. Half that, gone right off
that's
the top.
That's a good point. Yeah, you're only at $500 million.
Yeah, all right, well, now you're basically poor already. Yeah.
Clutching my purse here.
I'm not. You heard about how all these athletes go broke, Keith. They're handing handouts left and right.
Bernie Kosar. That's a good cautionary tale.
I don't have to give you anything. I'm giving you 20 times your investment.
But there's also something about taxes.
Out of the kindness of my heart.
There's also taxes, right, with gifts, isn't there? Like how much you can give somebody. So then you don't want to get screwed on that.
That's
like 16 grand, though.
So,
it's up there.
Yeah, so you give somebody 15 grand. That's not bad. You wouldn't even miss it. Now that person's like, look at me. I got 15 grand. Or like, hey, I'll pay off your car or whatever.
$100.
$100 for $1 billion.
Yeah, you could have zero.
Re-gifted bottle of wine.
Yeah. Here you go. Here's this. Like, oh, yeah, I remember that wine that you gave me, which I gave you the year before.
Are you done your shopping?
I think I'm in a spot where I could be.
It sounds like the answer is you've at least started. I haven't started.
Oh, no. I'm like, I've definitely started. And I think if I needed to be done, I'm done. I might grab a couple more things, but it's not like I have
to. Put it over the top.
Just to really clinch it.
For the win.
Dad of the year, husband of the year, uncle of the year,
that sort of thing.
Yeah. I think I'm in a pretty good spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've not started. Nice. I think part of me, it's the thrill seeker in me.
Yeah,
I do think I like getting in right under the gun.
You and all the other dads running into each other at the mall later today. Or actually, not even today. Next Wednesday.
Text line goes, you think I'm getting
done today.
Before next week. I don't even know what to tell you. Twitch chat, rather, was like, Jones, you're going to the mall, you boomer? Mall.
Dude, mall? I like a mall.
Every year, Christmas shop. It's like the only time I go to the mall. Every year, Christmas shopping at the mall. It's nicely decorated.
I like the mall. I'm still pro mall. I do go in there and walk out usually with nothing. Like a Chick-fil-A sandwich and like nothing else.
No.
I usually don't buy too much stuff for it.
It's so if you walk in there and you're like, I'm just going to go to the mall and the gift's going to come to me.
Does not happen.
That has never once happened.
I've tried that probably 5 times in the last 2 weeks.
It doesn't work.
It's the
same two malls.
Like maybe today's different. Yeah. Like, no, it's the same stuff.
My issue is I get tunnel vision because I look for one thing and I don't start looking around.
Yeah.
I don't see what I want.
Yeah. And then I'm looking at Funko Pops for myself at Newbury Comics. And they're like, hey, bud,
you're
not going to get anybody else anything.
Here's the danger, though, in a mall specifically, because like this has happened to me recently. You go into a mall and you're like, oh, I know Kat likes this store, for instance. Mm-hmm. If it's a mall, you might walk in there and be like, well, that's not there anymore. Now what?
That's gone.
That's happened to me before.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
And then you're just walking in circles.
And I'm like,
where'd I park?
It's our anniversary or something. I'm like, I don't even know. I thought this is the store this is the anniversary store. It's not there anymore. What do you mean?
Things remembered, it's gone?
Yeah, things remembered. By the way, the dodo bird.
This is the store. I figured it out. It's my cheat. It's my life hack. It's my cheat code. Where'd it go? What do you mean?
I don't even have it anymore.
How am I supposed to buy gifts?
Why am I here? Although they're still crowded. People are saying like malls are dead. There's still like the parking lot's full.
Oh, they're busy.
Full.
Let me tell you, they're busy.
Like, oh, nobody goes anymore. No. I'm like,
Jones,
I don't know.
Jones, what are you getting in the mall you couldn't get online by now? No, I get that. I could have gotten all of it.
Can it ship in time?
I'm too lazy.
There's sort of a cutoff date here.
If you do want it shipped in time, it's like $80.
Oh, yeah, that's insane.
Yeah. No, I'm too lazy. And I guess I'm too cheap. I guess I could do the last second order as well. But yeah, no, I'm too lazy and too cheap. So that's why. I understand I could have done it shopping online, but then you need to be really planned and really on it and not lazy. These are not...
No, none of that applies.
These are all character flaws of mine. All of those apply to me.
Yep.
617.
Check all the boxes.
779-7937. That's how you jump in line here on Jones and Keefe. Those are our last minute Christmas shopping tips in 60 seconds. If you have any. We'll give you 30 seconds on the clock.
30 seconds?
Any last minute shopping tips that maybe we missed? Yeah, because I do need help. You can weigh in there on the phones. Billy Lanny has all the latest in trending. When we come back, let's get to the Pats' last real test of the year and how they can fix their offense. That's next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.